Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast. Oh, a little sputtery with my wetted whistle. Wetted? Wet? Past tense, wet. Anyway, this is the Pete. I am looking back at the week and seeing a lot of the same stuff that I often complain about. So, I don't know how long I'll go on this time. Let's see if I can fill out the first 10 minutes as I do a few random busy work things around the apartment here. Once again, I am the Pete. If you're new to me, I am at thepete.com, and I've been blogging off and on, mostly on, I guess, since the late 90s. I was blogging before it was called blogging, because I'm old, and I've always been one of those guys that has to express himself, you know, let the world know what I'm thinking, because it's important, I guess, I don't know. Every once in a while I'll actually go back and look at some of my older posts and on my blog, which I'm pretty sure you can find most of them on my site still. It's gone through many shapes and forms. It started out as just a simple static site that I would change every once in a while, so I guess it's not permanently static. And when blogging style platforms came along, I started using, say, Gray Matter. I think I toyed around with a Blogger for a little bit, stuck with Gray Matter for the most part, and then switched over to WordPress in 2004. I remember because I did it right after John Kerry lost the presidential election. Boy, what an alternate reality that would have been if he had won with John Edwards as his VP. Wow, it's hard to imagine that. So I went, installed WordPress, was with WordPress for quite a while, into this decade, I think. But eventually it became such a hassle to keep it maintained. I felt like I was doing, spending almost as much time maintaining it, you know, keeping it updated, security patches, all that kind of thing. And deleting spam comments from spammers and stuff, and it was just got to be a huge hassle. So I finally went back to Blogger, and now imported all my posts from my WordPress blog into Blogger, which took a couple of months actually, so it's all kind of there. I don't know how good the search engine is on Blogger. I've tried a little bit. It seems okay, but you might be able to find some of my older posts, and I occasionally go back and look. And the world has changed a lot since the 90s. I mean, I remember, you know, the Monica Gate, you know, the whole thing with Clinton and him lying about, cheating on his wife with the intern. I mean, it's just like it all seems almost quaint now compared to the kind of crazy, messed up stuff we've been dealing with for the last 10 to 20 years now, or 10 to 15 years, I guess, although it is, you know, into the second half of our second decade in the 21st century and the craziness that happened after 9/11. It is interesting. And just for the record, during the Clinton thing, I was okay with it until he really started lying. And then I'm like, well, if you're going to lie about cheating, what else are you lying about? And of course, you know, now we know the government's been lying about a lot of stuff for a long time. And that, if you know history, if you've listened to me for a while, you know that it goes back beyond even the Clinton years. It wasn't just George W. making crap up about why we should invade two countries for really no good reason. Catch one guy, really? Are we that revenge bent? I mean, it's ridiculous. But I guess we are, since we let George W. say, well, Saddam, tried to kill my dad, so I need to go in and get him. So, yeah, that was really fucking mature. Pardon my French. This was kind of interesting. I came across an old interview with the sister of Gypsy Rose Lee. Actually, my wife came across it and showed it to me. And if you've never seen the musical Gypsy, I highly recommend it. It's not at all a popcorn musical. It's actually, it actually is pretty interesting because it talks about, you know, sort of cultural and parental responsibility towards raising kids. It does have some like comedic moments, but it ends up being really kind of dark and twisted. And you know, it's about a stage mom that is pretty much sociopathic, if not schizophrenic, or psychopathic, I guess. She's basically crazy and obsessed and selfish as hell and blind. She's basically Republican. Just oblivious to her own actual needs, just focuses on what she wants reality to be, and she just runs towards it with, you know, the focus of a samurai. It's just really sad. She was a real person, actually. The musical is based on real people, and the daughter that didn't end up being essentially driven into stripperhood, which, you know, they're worse fates, but still, she didn't really want to go. She was driven. Long story. See the show. See the movie, whatever. Other sister got out early. She gave an interview to Dinah Shore back in the 70s, and she was talking about how hateful and how... she was talking about her childhood in post-Depression America and how... Basically, everybody was desperate and there were no jobs. And so everybody was very hateful and base. And she said, I hope we're not heading in that direction again. And of course, you know, here we are in the land of racism and violence and police brutality against, you know, people of color and not people of color. It's you know, crazy how... You know, power is abusing, and you know, governments and corporations are lying, and we just put up with it all, and it was just kind of creepy how, you know, 30 years ago, this woman who was an actress, best known for her animal activism, after her famous childhood, and mom. It's weird to sort of take a step back when you sort of start to get lost in the noise of how messed up everything is right now, and just take a, you know, look and see the sort of, as George Carlin said, it was like the pendulum swing, you know, it's like you could see in the last, you know, 100 years, you know, it went from depression to prosperity, and now we're back in depression, and it's interesting, you just never know how things are going to work out, and, you know, there are times when we can't see whether or not things are going to work out. And so we just, some of us panic, some of us run around the streets screaming, you know, the end is nigh. Others just bury our heads in the sand and hope for the best. And that's pretty much all of us. tiny handful of people actually step up to the plate and try to do things on a grand scale. I suppose some of us do try to make our individual worlds a better place, which is nice. As the short version of the podcast finishes up here in the last ninth minute, I will leave you non-Patreon listeners with this. Definitely at least do something on a small scale to make the world a better place every day, or try to. And, you know, or at least on a weekly basis. I don't know. Anyway, this has been the Pete. If you want to listen to the whole thing, which will continue, head over to patreon.com. I think it's actually patreon.com/thepete, or it might be, or actually for sure, patreon.thepete.com. That'll definitely get you there. Pledge as little as $1 a month, and you can listen to the full deal, the full recording, all 30 minutes, hopefully. Yeah, should be 30 minutes. Anyway, thanks for listening so much. If you have been, comment. Let me know what you think on Twitter or on my blog. Thanks for listening. This has been The Pete, signing off.